Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's very easy to say, oh, well, you know, that play shouldn't happen. But, like, the Eagles don't have an easy schedule. And it has not been an easy start to the season. But yet, here they stand at 3-0. Like, I understand the Cowboys' defense, now we're seeing, is, like, the best get-right spot for just about anybody. So they have wins over the Cowboys, which is a divisional foe. Then they have a Super Bowl rematch on the road in Kansas City and win that one 20-17. Mm-hmm. And then they have to play the Rams, the only team that really gave them a scare, you know, on the NFC side of the playoffs, or hell, even the whole playoffs, because the Super Bowl wasn't close. So, like, these are three quality wins for the Eagles. So I think that people are like, well, they're 3-0 by the skin of their teeth. They had a really tough schedule to start the year.
This is one of those season-defining games, right, where I know that if you're in the National Football League that you take a win any way you can get it. But the Eagles had not looked dynamic on offense. I just don't think they're – it's interesting because even though they have – a ton of great individual talent, when you watch the sum of those parts, it's not very exciting. You know, sometimes they just grind their way to a win. But this was the first time all season where the Eagles, again, not necessarily explosive, but they just found a way, whether it was nickel and diming, a special teams play, you know, a fourth down where they go for it, whatever it was, they made the plays in critical spots to get the win. And ultimately in the NFL, even when you're down, even when you're not playing your best, if you can find a way, especially to beat a big team, this is one of those that can propel you throughout the season, even though it's week three.
Right, and you don't win Super Bowls for being exciting. Like, right. Look at the most exciting teams in the NFL right now that have Lamar Jackson, that have Josh Allen. I was going to say Joe Burrow, but sorry, buddy, you're not in there. Those
Jake
quarterbacks
Browning.
Have combined for zero Super Bowls. So it's not a thing. Like, you can shake your fist and be like, oh, they're kind of a boring team to watch. Did you watch the game yesterday? Like, I don't think anybody's looking at that game and saying it wasn't exciting. Because it just means that, you know, the games are close. And listen, you are not giving away games. Like, I keep coming back to this quote that was made famous by Bill Belichick. And it's something to the effect of, like, you can't win games until you figure out how to not lose games.
Yeah.
How many games were decided by that yesterday? By teams making a mistake and beating themselves. So say what you want about the Eagles, but they are not making those mistakes.
No, right about that. And that's all you have to do in the NFL is just keep on keeping on, stacking up dubs. The next thing you know, you're playing for it all. And, of course, the Eagles trying to get back to the Super Bowl. Also, trying to get back to the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs playing on Sunday Night Football last night. They beat the Giants 22-9. The Chiefs laying 6.5. Chiefs minus 295. The total set at 55 or 45. And a hook at BetMGM. The under hits. Patrick Mahomes, 22 of 37, 224 yards, and one score.
Play 11 of the drive. Mahomes pops, fires end zone. It is caught for the touchdown by Tyquan Thornton.
Call courtesy of Mike Tirico on NBC Sports. Mahomes also recovered one of his own throws, a backwards pass, and lucky to get that one back. So the Chiefs were sort of sloppy early on. Then they pull it together. Kareem Hunt puts the game away with a one-yard plunge in the fourth. So the Chiefs avoid their first 0-3 start since 2011. The Chiefs are good, but they're not incredible. Like, they're beatable, but still a good football team because they have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Yeah, I still think the game ball for the Chiefs still goes to Russell Wilson, because boy, did he keep the Chiefs in this game.
True.
But the amount of mental gymnastics that go through your mind when you're watching Chiefs games, because you know the history, and you're like, okay, yeah, Patrick Mahomes is the face of the league. Andy Reid is one of the best coaches in the NFL, and they have all these Super Bowls. And then you watch it, and you're like, this doesn't look like a good team. Patrick Mahomes didn't even look like a good quarterback in the first half. And you're thinking to yourself, what is Chris Collinsworth talking about? If this was any other quarterback who, you know, makes this terrible pass behind the line of scrimmage, behind a player, and then, like, okay, they recover the fumble. Like, nobody's raving about the fumble recovery. Like, it was a great heads-up play.
Yeah.
But we're not doing that for any other quarterback in the league besides maybe Josh Allen. So it's one of those things where I still can't decide if, like, Kansas City is a threat in the AFC, because the film says no. You're like, this offense is bad, but their defense is very good. And that was the handicap for me going into this game, was their defense is the one thing that it feels like you can count on. And if you have a good defense, it will keep you in a lot of games. And we've seen this in the years where the Chiefs have gone to the Super Bowl. They've had some good defenses. So maybe you hang your hat on that and you say, hey, maybe the offense doesn't have to do that much. But I don't know. Some of these plays, man, you're like, Patrick Mahomes, what are you doing? Like, this wouldn't even be a good play, you know, in flag football, you know, at the schoolyard. But I think we were talking about this. Like, some of these crazy plays, I think you called them YOLO plays, they have worked so much in the past that I think that he thinks he can still do them. And they're just not going to happen every play.
I agree. And also, I will say, look, the Chiefs will get better offensively, I believe, just because they have to, right? Rashee Rice is going to come back. Xavier Worthy will come back. And let's not be surprised if the Chiefs make a move. They bring Tyreek Hill back. I think that's a possibility as well. He doesn't want to be in Miami. They know they need the help. So there's a strong possibility that by midseason, the Chiefs look much differently on offense. But I agree with you in that the eye test tells you that as good as they are based on reputation, they're not quite the dominant teams. They've fallen back a little bit. Didn't it used to be Kansas City and everyone else, and now it's, hey, everyone else is right there with Kansas City, and maybe there's some teams that are better than the Chiefs. It looks that way.
Right, but we've said this before. We have had this also exact same conversation, and the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
It's just, how do you reconcile these thoughts? And, like, here's the thing in the NFL. I think you can pick at just about any team. Like, look at the Packers yesterday.
Sure.
You know, they have their flaws. And they looked like one of the best teams in the NFL, one of the most dominant teams in the NFL the first 2 weeks of the season. So it's just one of those things. There is so much parity in the NFL that I feel like you can find flaws with just about any team.
You can. I think with the Chiefs, it's the bottom line is, okay, maybe they're not as good, but also do I want to just dismiss a Patrick Mahomes-led team with Andy Reid as head coach? I would pump the brakes on that. I think that's the real for me. It's like, I'm not as good, but also I'm not going to act like you guys can't win football games all of a sudden. We also saw Andy Reid and Travis Kelce get into it. And when I say get into it, what I mean is they do what they always do, which is just like go after each other a little bit because they're so competitive. Saw
guys
it in the Super Bowl.
Dudes.
Just guys being dudes. A couple dudes just letting it out. So we saw Travis be the aggressor in the Super Bowl. That was much talked about. And then last night, it was Andy Reid yelling at Travis and then bumping Travis with his shoulder. So, of course, everyone noticed that. And here's the Chiefs head coach talking about that interaction right after the game.
He's a passionate guy, and I love that part. So I've been through a lot of things with him. So that's all part of it. I love that he loves to play the game. That's what I love. And it's an emotional game. So I'll take it.
That's just Kelce and Big Red. That's what they do. And I'm sure Travis Kelce was not available in the locker room after the game. I don't think those two things are related. But I'm sure Travis Kelce will come out and address it at some point because he will be asked. And I think he'll give the same answer, which is, look, guys, we've seen this before. We both want to win. We've known each other for a long time. And even Travis said last year after the Super Bowl, after that first incident, which I thought was very telling, I would not want to play for any other coach other than Big Red. So this is nothing new.
Right. It feels like a family dynamic where, of course, like if you have a sibling, like you yell and scream at each other. But at the end of the day, it's because you're with each other all the time, and there is that familiarity there, and like you feel like family. Because, you know, Travis Kelce, this is not his first year with Andy Reid. This would be alarming if he was on a new team and he was already screaming at the head coach. But, like, there's a rapport there, and I feel like they know that there is respect underneath it all. So this is just them showing some passion. You can even spin it in a good way to say, okay, Travis Kelce could turn into corporate Kelce if he wanted to. He has an A-plus backup plan where he's marrying a billionaire, and he could ride off into the sunset and say, whatever, I've won my Super Bowls this year. It's just, you know, the icing on the cake. But he's not. He's still heavily invested in these games, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah, he wants to win. He's not mailing it in. He's worked out hard in the offseason to get in great shape. He still wants to win. Mm-hmm. He said numerous times, I don't want to go out like that. And what he means by that is what happened against the Eagles in the Super Bowl. That's not how I want to end my career. Now, I mean, getting back to the Super Bowl and winning it is a very difficult challenge. But if that's the goal, why would you take off the offseason and then mail it in and then play another year? It's like, if you want to win it, you got to put in the work. He's put in the work and still a chance for Travis. But yeah, he wants it just as much as Big Red. Coming up next on the show, another potential Super Bowl matchup in Baltimore. That's right. We get Lions, Ravens tonight in Charm City, which are the plays we like. And it's coming up next on The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us here on a Monday, the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Coming up, tonight's plays and Chelsea's prop bets for Monday Night Football. We love our coffee here on the show. And So this coffee was, this is an accidental coffee. So yesterday, before the afternoon slate of games, the lovely Catherine was like, hey, I'm going to run down to the market, get a bottle of wine. Do you want anything? And I was like, just like some coffee. We need more coffee for the morning. She's like, okay. So she was a little late in coming back, which is not far from us. But I was like, is she okay? As soon as I was thinking that, she comes in the door. And she said that she went up and she got just like, you know, a can of coffee beans and asked them, hey, can you ground this and just ground it to drip coffee? And the girl was like, sure. But this girl, instead of doing that, opened the container, took some beans out, grinded the coffee, made one cup of hot coffee, and then put the top back on the can of ground beans, coffee beans, and then gave it back to her. And she's like, and she said, as she's trying to figure out what to explain here, that a guy comes out from the back. He's like, don't worry, I got you. Don't worry. So she's like, no, I didn't need one cup of coffee brewed from this. I needed all of these beans ground, please. So that's what took so long. So we got it. And the girl was like, well, do you want this coffee? And Catherine's like, sure, I'll take the hot coffee.
It feels like something right out of The Office. Like, let me take one scoop of beans.
That's all she did.
This coffee. Here's the rest.
And gave her the beans back. I was like, okay. So I just took that extra coffee and you know, I used it for today. So, I mean, it's good coffee. Fresh.
This sounds like something like the local Dunkin' Donuts would do, because I think there is a very stark difference between like the barista knowledge at Starbucks and the barista knowledge at Dunkin'. Like, at Dunkin', they're merely typing things in and just guessing things. But, like, at Starbucks, like, you can tell that, like, they have been trained and they know all the bells and whistles and the fancy drinks. Because, listen, we live in a society where people have, like, multi-adjective drinks, you know, where they have this long list of things that they need. So you need to be well-versed in that. But, like, our local Dunkin', my goodness, these high schoolers, they ask the dumbest questions. And I've complained about this before, where, like, I want a green tea refresher. Like, we don't have green tea. Is coconut milk okay? In what world do you think that green tea and coconut milk are the same thing that you can substitute? And I just feel like shaking them. So if you did this to Dunkin', they'd be like, what do these beans do? Like, what?
What do these beans do? These beans.
You want me
to
make a stew?
Just a, like, you no, want a bean stupid. Stew? You're looking for a bean stew. Like, no, it's not what I'm looking for at all. That poor girl. She'll figure it out. She'll figure it out. Mm. But we went back. We got the rest of the beans ground. So now we're set for the rest of the week. She's trying to figure it out. Okay, Joe, so let's figure out some plays tonight. I was going to say Sunday, Monday night football. Here we go. Lions and Ravens. So the Ravens are laying 4.5. They're minus 235 on the money line. Detroit is plus 195, and your total is a high 53 and a hook. I think my favorite play here, if you don't mind me talking about the total first, is I think I'm going to go over here. When I think about all the offensive firepower, when I think about what we've seen from the Ravens in their first two games and what we saw from the Lions last week against the Bears after initially struggling against the Packers, I think this is going to be a shootout, and I think it's going to be a great game.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think we've already gotten the template for this game, and it was the Bills and the Ravens. Doesn't
Agreed.
It feel like that type of game where it ended 41-40? So there's just too much weaponry, and I don't believe in these defenses enough. And sometimes offensive firepower is so good that it can make even really good defenses look bad. Because, like, imagine trying to stop Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson from behind the line of scrimmage. So it's just one of those things where it just feels like both these teams are absolutely going to get some points. I will say, as a sabotage factor, like, this is a high total. Like, 53.5 is a high total, and it's inched up. It was at 53. Now it's 53.5. So sometimes teams can pile up a bunch of yards, and then in the red zone, you know, they kind of clam up. Because you need to score almost on every possession on this one, and you need touchdowns. You do not need field goals if you have an over in this game. But I think both these offenses are pretty good in the red zone, especially, like, the Ravens. Maybe not in the last, like, 2 minutes of the game, and I think we do need to talk about that if you're betting on the Ravens here. But just know that 53.5 is a high total, but it's not going to shock me if we see another game that's in the 41-40 range.
Yeah, I kind of think so too. And look, these defenses are good, but they're not exceptional defenses. Do you know what I mean? These are good defenses that can be had. And we saw that with the Bills and that incredible comeback against the Ravens. Like, we saw, you know, the Bears, okay, they didn't run it up against the Lions, but I just, the Bears are obviously much, much different than Baltimore. And also, I will say, when it comes to the Ravens defense, if we're getting kind of into the weeds here, they're going to be weakened because Kyle Van Noy, I think, is going to be out with a hamstring injury. You have Nnamdi Matabike, he's going to be out with a neck injury. These are two key players for the Ravens defense. So I like the Lions plus the points. I will probably stay away from that bet, but I think the Lions can have a lot of success, and the Ravens certainly can because they keep putting up, what, 41-40 over the past couple weeks. This just feels like an over game, and the total tells you that, but I think we're going to see a ton, so I'm definitely going to put this on the card.
I think that's the safer way to go, especially when a spread is 4.5 points, when a total is 53.5. Like, points are not going to be at a premium here because normally you'd say, oh, over a field goal, that's a lot of points, right? Which it is. But when you're scoring this many points, like, this game could definitely be decided by a touchdown in the final minute. So let's go back to the spread here, because I think a lot of people want to bet on a side in this game. At the end of the day, I say this to myself. If a team is getting 4.5 points and you think there is a chance they can win the game outright, you take the points. So I think I'm leaning towards the Lions here, but some other people are going to bring up the fact that Lamar Jackson is 24-2 against teams from the NFC, and it makes sense because, you know, how do you replicate that in the week leading up to the game? Like, no scout team quarterback is going to emulate what Lamar Jackson is going to bring to the game. But I also think that a big factor in this game is the fact that the Ravens are not good at keeping leads. In fact, we've already seen this. People who had the Ravens minus one against the Bills are going to scream this and say, I am not making the same mistake again. And here is the metric that goes along with it. John Harbaugh has won 17 double-digit second-half leads. That's the most by any coach since 1991. So if the Ravens, you know, go into halftime with a big lead in this game, is anybody feeling safe about this bet? No. So I think before you lay the 4.5, the Ravens, think long and hard about that stat that I just mentioned.
How much would that affect your bet, right? Because can't you see the Ravens jumping out to a lead in this game like they always do and then giving it away? This is kind of their MO. And when you mention that stat, I mean, this is something that goes back, you know, decades in the NFL where we have not seen this before. I think you, at this point, like it's far beyond a trend. It's just who the Ravens are. So if you're ever talking about a big spread in Baltimore, you got to be wary of it.
It just doesn't make you feel good. And like any Ravens fan will be like, here it comes. Here comes the fourth quarter, which like it doesn't make sense. When you run the ball as effectively as the Ravens should with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, you should be able to hold on to a lead. But I do think this offense, especially with Jared Goff, and they will be slinging it here. I do think Jared Goff throws the ball quite a bit. Like, I don't see them grounding and pounding and, like, being the Ravens on the ground. Like, they could, but Jared Goff is a big part of this offense. So let's pivot into some of the plays that we like for this game.
Okay.
Because I do like quite a few. Whenever you have a total of 53.5, it is going to be a good game for props. So I'm going to start on the Lions side of things because, like I said, I think we have the template for this game. The Ravens and the Bills game kind of looks like it. And what we saw in that game from Buffalo is their tight ends combining for 97 yards. Dalton Kincaid, Jackson Hawes, and Dawson Knox had 97 yards receiving in this game, along with the touchdown. And we've seen this as a trend for the Ravens. They are giving up the second most fantasy points to opposing tight ends. So I think you look at a tight end here, and Sam Laporta is one of the best tight ends in the league. So over 43.5 receiving yards for Sam Laporta, the tight end for the Lions, feels like a great bet that I will be playing today. He had a huge game against the Packers in a game which they lost, had 9 targets, 79 yards in that one. And then I think it's hard to take away a ton from that Bears game just because it was a blowout. You know, 52-21, not a whole lot of meaningful football in the second half. Only had 4 targets in that one, but 26 yards. I do think Sam Laporta gets a lot of action tonight, so I'll be on his over 43.5.
Oh, yeah, Sam Laporta is going to get a lot of action tonight, especially if the Lions win. Yeah, I like that bet a lot. I also like, look at this, Jahmyr Gibbs. Tell me what you think about this. Jahmyr Gibbs, anytime touchdown, minus 120. I feel like when you get a running back that good to get into the end zone for a price that is not punitive like that, maybe that's worth the sprinkle. I mean, Derrick Henry at minus 225 is ridiculous. Also, if you like David Montgomery, he's plus 120. But the Gibbs play, if you're in anytime touchdowns at minus 120, I feel like is not a bad price.
Yeah, for somebody who can also catch passes, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really like playing anytime touchdown bets on receiving running backs because obviously there's two ways they can enter the end zone. Sabotage factor, though, is he only has 1 touchdown rushing this season. He doesn't have any receiving. But eventually he's going to get some. Like, he's going to, you know, accumulate some. And if you think this total is going to go like the odds makers think, 53.5, you could bet a couple anytime touchdowns and probably hit one of them. I do think this is a game tailor-made for same-game parlays. I saw somewhere where a book that shall not be named had, like, their biggest losing day in years on that Bills and Ravens game because so many people had same-game parlays and so many props came through. So let's manifest another one of those days because we want to win. And we want to win some same-game parlays.
Absolutely. So do you have one cooked up for tonight that maybe you'll put on the card? Because I know you go into a lot of prop bets. You'll put some of these parlays together. I'm definitely going with the over. I do like the Lions and the points. The Lions have not been a dog of this many points in 3 years. So if you're giving a Dan Campbell team this many points, I don't care if it's on the road against the Ravens. But against a Ravens team that tends to give up big leads, I'm going to grab the Lions as well. At least that would be the side I lean to. What's another play you like or a prop that you like?
Yeah, I think it's going to be another big day from Zay Flowers. He has been a target share king. And you know, these are the guys that I like targeting because you know the opportunities are going to be there. The more targets you get, the more chances you have to rack up those yards. So through two games, he has been the target share master for the Ravens. 11 targets in that last game over the Browns. 7 catches, 75 yards. And that game was a blowout. The Ravens won that one 41-17. But the template game that I keep referring to against the Bills had 9 targets, 7 catches, and 143 yards. So he is proven to be the number one receiver for the Ravens. And I don't think that this is a Ravens team that will just, you know, put it in cruise control mode, because they don't. Even when they're winning games, they still throw it. So yeah, usually that's the sabotage factor for a team that's supposed to win a game, is that, hey, you know, they're going to run the ball more, they're going to eat up clock. But the Ravens still throw to them. And I do think this is going to be a back and forth game. So if I were to trust a receiver on the Ravens, it would be the guy that Lamar Jackson has been trusting all season long. And Zay Flowers, I think it's another big game for him. I think it's 71.5 is the number if you're playing receiving yards.
Yeah, I like that quite a bit. And I'm trying to decide if I want to play a prop here just for my own entertainment. And I want to go over on the passing prop for one of these quarterbacks. And it might be Jared Goff. Like, I feel like Jared Goff is always criminally underrated. And when I mention how weak that Ravens defense is, they're weak up front. But what does that mean? It means maybe less pressure on Jared Goff. And as we saw last week against the Bears, I mean, there's this whole narrative surrounding him that he's not any good without Ben Johnson, or not any good without an offensive coordinator. But I didn't see Ben Johnson last week anywhere. And Jared Goff threw, what, 5 touchdown passes? So I think if we're going back and forth and the Ravens can put up points, which could mean the Lions are going to have to answer, that we could see him go over his passing prop, which is set at 261.5. So I will look at that bet.
I think that's the one that makes the most sense, because, again, I think we have the template for this game, and Josh Allen threw for 394 yards and threw it 46 times last time in that game against the Ravens and the Bills. Should be noted, Lamar Jackson only threw for 209 yards. Passing yardages can be tricky, because some of it depends on game script, some of it depends on how effective the run is, and some of it depends on time of possession. Like, I have been on some of these passing yardage props, and you're like, oh my God, they need to get the ball back. So it feels very cut and dry. You're like, this guy's going to have a big day. Not so fast, my friend. Some of these are tough to bet on.
I want to ask you a quick question, because when I meant to ask you this when we were talking about Jahmyr Gibbs or an anytime touchdown prop. When you see a guy who generally gets in the end zone, has a reputation for getting into the end zone, running back, quarterback, whatever, and they haven't done it in a couple games, do you tend to look at it like, at some point, this guy's going to get in the end zone? Like, I remember yesterday, I put a sprinkle on Mike Evans to get to the end zone against the Jets because he hadn't been in the end zone. I'm like, he's too good not to score at some point.
It doesn't feel like a super sound logic to me.
Yeah.
I feel like touchdown bets in general are difficult, because, like, we've all seen it. Somebody can vulture in and take away a touchdown. A guy can have, you know, 150 yards rushing, just doesn't get a touchdown.
No, that's true. I don't want to say it's a do theory, but when you have a guy who has a history of getting into the end zone and they've gone through a dry spell and they have that talent and the matchup is right, I feel like you say, okay, if there's going to be a time, this is the time. And with a total this high, I feel like this is the time for Jahmyr Gibbs to get into the end zone and get some points for Detroit. Coming up next year on the show, it's finally here. We're going to lock in our best bets and also check in with the Donkster. We wrap up the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. The Daily Tip on the MGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Best bets coming your way. Donkster, ready to rock here in the studio. I'm live in D.C. She's live outside of Nashville in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Chelsea, what's on the docket today? Is a slow Monday there? You said it was storming earlier. I think I heard the storm like coming through your window earlier this morning.
Yeah, so we want and need rain because we are in a drought. The lawn is looking brown and all the leaves are already falling off the trees. Oh. So in order for me to have the Christian girl autumn that I want, I need the leaves to stay on the trees until they change colors because I need my Instagram pictures, Jenks. This is serious business.
It is. Oh, so let me ask you this. When it comes to the yard, we were talking about Jake earlier, your husband. Is Jake a big yard guy? Like, is he out there, you know, manicuring the yard? Some guys get really into doing yard. Like, who's the Major League Baseball player? Maybe it was a football player, plays for the Eagles or someone, who bought himself, like, a riding mower as soon as he got some money because he loves, like, riding and taking care of the lawn. I got to look that up. But some guys are huge, like, lawn guys. Maybe there's a lawn gal. Is Jake a big lawn guy?
His one job when it comes to the outdoor landscaping is mowing the lawn. And
Okay.
He does take pride in it.
Okay.
He does those little lines that you know they do in like at baseball fields where they have like the checkerboard. He does that on our little sliver of yard. So he does enjoy it.
Oh, that's awesome. Never again for this guy. Never again. I told you that. I mowed so many lawns when I was a kid. Oh my God. In the Texas summer, every week on a riding mower for hours at a time. Not just mowing. No. Edging, weed eating, raking. And then putting all the grass in trash bags. And then after you were done, the St. Augustine you can't use the riding mower on that. Then you got to bring out the push mower. Oh, my God. I did so much of that when I was a kid. I was like, when I get older, I'm never, ever mowing a lawn again. I told the lovely Catherine, one of these days we're going to move because we look at houses that have yards. I'm like, we're hiring somebody to mow that yard. I'm not going to do it. I'm not. I'm out. I made that promise to myself as a high schooler, and I'm holding to that promise.
It's not one of those things that makes you feel more of a man. Because I think Jake likes that part of it. Like, he likes grilling. He likes mowing the lawn. Like, he likes doing, like, the manly part of, like, chores. And I'm fine with that. Like, that's totally fine with me. But some guys take pride in it. But I will say, like, the funniest thing is when you drive by somebody's house and it's, like, a 92-year-old woman on a lawnmower. And you're like, look at her still getting it. But it's not difficult. You just have to do it.
You have to have the patience for it. I mean, there is, for you know, if you want to do the checkered, you know, the mowing that Jake does, that's not necessarily easier. I mean, sometimes it's easier just to kind of go alongside and just, you know, go right up against the lawn that's been cut versus the lawn that hasn't been. But yeah, I get that. Some people take really, you know, a lot of pride in it, and I get that. But again, I did that so much, and just like, I don't miss it, and I don't feel the need to prove anything. If you do, good for you. But for me, I'm like, no, I already did. When we won Yard of the Month, as I've told this story before, when I was in high school, and when we won, I'm like, okay, this is great. It was the worst thing ever, because then everybody came by to look at the yard. I'm like, I've already peaked here. I'm never doing this again. Like, I'm very vehement against mowing another lawn. Never again.
But a good lawn is one of those things that, like, you don't notice until somebody has a bad lawn. You're like, that's a bad lawn. It's almost like special teams in the NFL. You don't notice until somebody bungles it to the point where they lose a game.
It's so true. Because you'll drive, you're like, oh, nice lawn. Oof, what is this? 3.5, 4 weeks? What are you doing here? What's weeds doing? Yeah, come on. Put some water on this thing. It's brown. Coming up next on Bet Sweats, Joe and Sammy P are here to talk about what they saw over the weekend of both the National Football League and college football. And then Noops. I wonder if they yell that. Noops Christensen will be along for his take at 10 o'clock. All right, Chelsea, here we are. Brand new week. One of my favorite times during the show on a Monday because we wipe the slate clean and we tell you our favorite plays. So let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
All right. You were talking about this in the previous segment, and it's a good one.
Yeah, I swear if I lose another bet by 1 yard, I'm going to lose it. So, Sam Laporta, you best not be getting 44 yards tonight. We need you to go over 44 and a half receiving yards tonight for the Lions tight end. All right, so we've talked about this Lions and Ravens game a lot, and I feel like we already have the template for it. We saw a game between the Ravens and the Bills be an absolute shootout, 40-41. And oddsmakers kind of put that number on this game as well, as the total is set at 53.5. So I think there's going to be a lot of back and forth action. And I think Sam Laporta has a great matchup here against this Ravens secondary, who's been giving up the second most fantasy points to opposing tight ends. If you look at that Bills game, they gave up 97 receiving yards to the tight ends of the Bills. Three guys all combined to have a big night against this Ravens defense. So I think that's the case with Sam Laporta. Plus, he's already shown big game potential this year. Had 6 catches for 79 yards against the Packers. I think it is a big Sam Laporta night. So let's go Sam Laporta over 44.5 receiving yards.
All right. I got 2 bets on the card. Let's start with baseball. How about that? Baseball picks have been pretty good to us here over the past few weeks in particular because we have so much of a sample size. I'm going to go with the Braves on the run line hosting the Nats today. And you've got Mackenzie Gore going up against Chris Sale. As good as Mackenzie Gore is, and he is very good, he plays for a bad team, but Chris Sale is clearly on a different level. If you look at what he's done, 2 runs or less in 14 of his last 15 games, he should get the run support he needs, particularly when Gore leaves the game, because the Nationals have the worst ERA in baseball, even worse than the Rockies. Also, the Braves have been rolling. Winners of 8 straight. Got hot at the wrong time, but 8 straight wins. I think they make it 9 tonight on the run line. Let's go Atlanta on the run line. It's just -110 against the Nats.
Ah, I did a quick look at the baseball slate, and I was like, is there really only 3 games?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Like, maybe that's the only games you can bet on, but, like, a pitiful slate to go up against Monday Night Football. So no baseball bets for me tonight.
All right. I was going to ask if I could convince you to make a baseball bet or at least a lean, but yeah, just a very short slate. I am also going with a football bet. Yeah, I'm going Monday Night Football. Lions-Ravens over 53.5. So I just think about all the playmakers on the field tonight, and I don't see an under. Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jameson Williams. I mean, my God, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Mark Andrews, Zay Flowers. Also, we look at the Ravens defense. They're going to be shorthanded tonight. Kyle Van Noy is out. Nnamdi Madubuike is going to be out as well. I think it lends itself to being, you know, a higher scoring game because of that. And also just look at the 2 offenses that we have. Sure, week 1 against the Packers, the Lions struggled. And then what happened when they got away from that Packers defense, which is arguably the best in the NFL? They put up a 50-burger on Chicago. What have we seen from the Ravens in the last 2 weeks? 40 against the Bills, 41 against the Browns. These are 2 good defenses, but not great defenses. So I'm going to go over 53 and a hook. We've seen the money move in that direction because the total started at 52 and a hook. So let's go over tonight and hope for a lot of points in Charm City.
I think it's also fair to assume that the Lions offense is going to get better as the season progresses, because it's very easy to start the season slow when you lose both your coordinators. Like, it's going to take a bit, but luckily it feels like it only took 1 week as they put up that huge total on the Bears. So I will be rooting for an over as well.
Yeah, let's do that. I think it's a good point about the Lions. Look, it takes some time to, of course, adjust to a new offensive system and a new offensive coordinator. But when you have all of that talent, I just don't foresee an issue with the Lions suddenly, you know, scoring 17, 18 points again. They're just too good not to. And again, we saw that against Chicago. Before we find out what's coming up on Bet Sweats, the Donkster is here. He had a good weekend, I assume, and he's ready to go. Donkster, come on in. What's going on?
Good morning, Chelsea. I hear your husband Jake is now running errands for people and delivering things. So I have a few requests.
I'm sure you do.
Number 1, a signed baseball glove for my collection. Number 2, a pumpkin spice latte from the local Starbucks. And number 3, I need Natalie's number. She works the afternoon shift at Moby Dickies.
Oh, look at the Hendersonville reference. Look at you, Jake.
I mean, the doctor knows
restaurant.
Hendersonville. Yeah, is Moby Dickies good?
It's on the water, and it's seafood. It's really good.
Natalie likes to work outdoors.
Oh, here we go.
Well, Jake, we're back for that. All right, good enough. Well, I was going to ask you. I was searching Hendersonville restaurants, and I was like, oh, Moby Dickies? When's the last time you were at Moby Dickies on the water?
I've been there a couple times. They usually have very long wait times because everybody wants to go there. So, solid poll, Jenks. Look at you.
All right. Wow.
It wasn't my dad. It was me.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, that's right. No, I'm sorry.
Well done. Well done. Why not stay with the bed? Coming up next on Bed Sweats. Oh, look at this. A gentleman and a scholar. It is Joe O. Joe O, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Great weekend of football.
I've actually found
a couple winners in the NFL. That was nice to be on the right side of a couple things for once. Rough start to the season, but I think now we're getting an idea of what the hell these teams are.
It's hard.
Yeah. You shocked by Mariota in that?
You know what? Yes and no. Like, I think he's gotten better sort of being able to absorb a system that he loves. Like, he keeps saying, like, I love this system. Like, he really loves Kingsbury and it really fits his skill set. I mean, I didn't expect that sort of performance, but if you looked at him filling in last year, he was really good.
Yeah.
We had him on the Titans.
I didn't want to bring anything
don't
up.
Don't fall too much in love. That's all I'm saying.
Short-lived. Like, one of those situations can step in for a week or two as a backup.
Yeah.
Be just fine, and then you don't want to get overexposed. Right, Donkster?
Right. Right. Or
there's no such thing!
Oh, no. Like, how do we come back from that? Like, we saw it with Russell Wilson. Like, one week, he looked amazing. Like, Russell Wilson is here to stay. Russell Wilson is not here to stay.
Boo! Like, the hour that I saw, it was all boos. Like, get him out of there. Yeah, today WFAN is going to be on fire. And I think we all saw it coming, right? You've got the Chiefs haven't won a game. Spags dialing up that defense. Like, no, you're not the Cowboys defense. Caleb was maybe the best quarterback yesterday.
Like, it was awesome.
That's how bad the Cowboys are.
God. And now you know Jackson Dart's going to get the call soon, right? Like, that's just going to be the call for the Giants. Joe, great to see you. Have a great show. That's it for us here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. We always appreciate you being with us as we're live across the country Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 in the morning. For Chelsea, I'm Jinx. Have a fantastic day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.